Seated at opposite ends of their counsel's table, Hickok worked with a pen and Smith with a pencil. Smith wrote, "I was born Perry Edward Smith, October 27, 1928, in Huntington, Elko County, Nevada, which is situated way out in the boondocks, so to speak. I recall that in 1929, our family had ventured to Juneau, Alaska. In my family were my brother, Tex Jr. He later changed his name to James because of the ridicule of the name Tex, and also, I believe, he hated my father in his early years. My mother's doing. My sister Fern, she also changed her name to Joy. My sister Barbara, and myself. In Juneau, my father was making bootleg hooch. I believe it was during this period my mother became acquainted with alcohol. Mom and Dad began having quarrels. I remember my mother was entertaining some sailors while my father was away. When he came home, a fight ensued, and my father, after a violent struggle, threw the sailors out and proceeded to beat my mother. I was frightfully scared. In fact, all us children were terrified, crying. I was scared because I thought my father was going to hurt me, also because he was beating my mother. I really didn't understand why he was beating her, but I felt she must have done something dreadfully wrong. The next thing I can vaguely recall is living in Fort Bragg, California. My brother had been presented a BB gun. He had shot a hummingbird, and after he had shot it, he was sorry. I asked him to let me shoot the BB gun. He pushed me away, telling me I was too small. It made me so mad I started to cry. After I finished crying, my anger mounted again, and during the evening when the BB gun was behind the chair my brother was sitting in, I grabbed it and held it to my brother's ear and hollered, "Bang!" My father, or mother, beat me and made me apologize. My brother used to shoot at a big white horse ridden by a neighbor who went by our place on his way to town. The neighbor caught my brother and I hiding in the bushes and took us to Dad, and we got a beating, and brother had his BB gun taken away, and I was glad he had his gun taken away. This is about all I remember when we lived in Fort Bragg. Oh, we kids used to jump from a hayloft, holding an umbrella, onto a pile of hay on the ground. My next recollection is several years later when we were living in California? Nevada? I recall a very odious episode between my mother and a Negro. We children slept on a porch in the summertime. One of our beds was directly under my mother and father's room. Every one of us kids had taken a good look through the partly open curtain and seen what was going on. Dad had hired a Negro, Sam, to do odd jobs around the farm, or ranch, while he was working somewhere down the road. He used to come home late in the evening in his Model A truck. I do not recall the chain of events, but assumed Dad had known or suspected what was happening. It ended in a separation between Mom and Dad, and Mom took us kids to San Francisco. She ran off with Dad's truck and all of the many souvenirs he brought from Alaska. I believe this was in 1935. In Frisco, I was continuously in trouble. I had started to run around with a gang, all of which were older than myself. My mother was always drunk, never in a fit condition to properly provide and care for us. I run as free and wild as a coyote. There was no rule or discipline, or anyone to show me right from wrong. I came and went as I pleased, until my first encounter with trouble. I was in and out of detention homes many, many times for running away from home and stealing. I remember one place I was sent to. I had weak kidneys and wet the bed every night. This was very humiliating to me, but I couldn't control myself. I was very severely beaten by the cottage mistress, who had called me names and made fun of me in front of all the boys. She used to come around at all hours of the night to see if I wet the bed. She would throw back the covers and furiously beat me with a large black leather belt, pull me out of bed by my hair and drag me to the bathroom and throw me in the tub and turn the cold water on and tell me to wash myself and the sheets. Every night was a nightmare. Later on, she thought it was very funny to put some kind of ointment on my penis. This was almost unbearable. It burned something terrible. She was later discharged from her job. But this never changed my mind about her and what I wished I could have done to her and all the people who made fun of me.